Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby, sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Doing a little tech stuff here real quick, because this mic stand, no one should have to use it. And so I'm switching it up for one of the guests can have it. Take this one over here. Uh-oh. Thank you, sir. You were on it. What does that say in your shirt? Gotham City Police Department? That's not a real thing. Uh-oh. Hang on. Here we go. Okay. All right. We actually don't need, those guys don't really need mic stands, but we already had to say, could you move the stools up? And then a team came out here. It's very impressive. They're really on it here at Parler Live. But let's stick to the script, you guys. Why is he going off script, everyone's saying to themselves. My name is Doug. And I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from Parler Live in Bellevue, Washington on January 12th to Ocean's 13 at 4:20-ish. Yeah. Thank you, Washington State, for making weed legal. See you soon, Colorado.
Denver, yeah.
State of Denver, yeah. Since last I spoke and you listened, I taped an ep of Dining with Doug and Karen that is available to listen to for free in the podcast section of iTunes. And soon, I don't think it's there yet, but soon at Nerdist.com. I finally got an award screener of Les Mis. So I was up all night love-hating it. And I am obsessed with that movie now because it's great and it's awful. And this morning I flew from LAX to SeaTac, and on the flight I listened to an entertaining 40-minute interview of past and future guest Judd Apatow on Alec Baldwin's Here's the Thing podcast. So check that out, you guys, if you're not too busy listening to all of my podcasts. And next Saturday, January 19th, we're finally attempting to do the third Tournament of Championships. Yeah. It's going to be at Meltdown Comics at 4:20 in the afternoon, and fingers crossed that all the participants can make it, and the show is already sold out, so I got to deliver on that one. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies, Django Unchained edition. Yeah, at Turds Wit Friends. Yeah, Turds Wit Friends tweeted, I just bought tickets to the new Tarantino film on Fandango. And past and future Douglas Movies guest Matt Besser tweeted, Django Unchained is the best documentary about Mississippi that I have ever seen. This has been Tweet Relief, Tweets About Movies, Django Unchained edition. January 20 and 21st, I'll be at the Punchline in Sacramento, California. Stand up on Sunday, Douglas Movies on Monday, douglasmovies.com for all the dates and deets and links. You guys want to see what's in the prize bag? Let's check it out. It's pretty heavy. Keep your eye on it for me, Gotham Police Department. Doesn't Gotham also have a shitty police department?
I want every officer in the sewers now.
And then they do it. They all run into the sewers. Every single officer needs to go? Robin is the only one that stays behind? All right, in the bag, we've got a koozie that will get explained later. A CD by one of the people that's about to take the stage. I'll also explain that later. We got a copy of my CD, of course, Smug Life, that was recorded right here at Parlor Live on April 20 last year. Both shows, people got thrown out. Way to go, Washington State. Yeah, because I doubt they were from around here. I don't think anyone in... Does anyone live in Bellevue that's here today? Oh, these are cool. One of the guests brought a CD by the lovely band Korn. It's their Live at the Hollywood Palladium CD. No one from Korn is here. Don't get that excited. Monkey's not here. Is that a guy? And he also brought a for Xbox 360 a Kinect training. So that's again, no one from that is actually here. And then we've got a T-shirt that you guys would probably recognize if I showed it to you. Also a Doug Loves Movies T-shirt. If you go home and tweet a picture of yourself wearing it, I will promise I'll retweet it. Somebody brought a Cartman figure. And I brought a Doug Loves Movies button that's stabbing my finger right now. And I think that's everything. I think that's all the stuff that's in here. And so please help me in welcoming to the stage four dudes that I like a great deal, and I know you will enjoy them as well. Big Irish J. Hollingsworth, Jeff Dye, BJ Shea, and Dave Shumka. Yeah, get rid of those mic stands. You guys are professionals. Also, are we lined up in a way where everybody can sort of see all of us?
Anybody to the left of me cannot see anyone.
I think we're good. I think we're all right. Yeah, I think it's not too bad. Apologize for anyone who has bad sight lines, but just pretend it's a podcast. Just sit there and listen to it. Of course, Big Irish J brought his shirt that he's talked about on my podcast ad nauseum. And if I tried to explain it right now, I probably couldn't do it.
Right.
But it's the bottle service shirt.
Yeah, I think you could call it the bottle service shirt. South Boston bottle service.
Yeah, yeah, okay. We don't need to talk about it anymore.
Well, if you want me to explain, I can.
I don't know. You do not need to explain it.
I mean, it's pretty good.
It's a beautiful color, and it's looks kind of... It's got Irish imagery on it.
Yeah?
Yeah, so it's great to wear on St. Patrick's Day. Now, Jeff Dye is here, everybody. He's headlining.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He's headlining this weekend here at Parler Live, so I was lucky to be able to have him come by for the show. And he contributed a copy of his CD called Welcome to My Brain. And he signed it. He signed it for you. He wrote, "You won worst prize ever." And I'd say that's probably not that. It's probably the koozie you also gave me.
Oh, that's way better. That's a koozie's way better than a crappy CD for me.
What does it say on the koozie?
The koozie says, "Beer before liquor, never sicker. Liquor before wine, pee the futon." It's nice. It's helpful. It's right there. You read it like, "Yeah, I shouldn't pee on couches."
You didn't even say it right.
You get the gist of it. What was wrong?
You said liquor before wine. It's liquor before beer.
Yeah, I drink a lot. You get it.
I mean, it doesn't. You could say anything you want because the joke is the last line doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, it's right. It's my joke, so I took creative liberty with it.
Yeah, I used to have a haiku about my ex-girlfriend. It was, "All good haikus have five syllables, then seven, but who cares, you whore." And you might also know Jeff from the MTV program Money from Strangers?
Money from Strangers,
yeah.
Yes. I don't know if there's any junior high kids, but it's really popular there. I don't know, everyone's like, "MTV, come on, Doug, we don't watch it." But thank you for mentioning it.
I met some new friends before the show. You know how that goes. And and I said that I left my brush in Los Angeles to brush my luxuriant hair with. And one of them went and grabbed a hotel comb for me. And I am paying that forward. I mean, look at this tiny comb. It can't even snap off in my luxurious business. And BJ Shea is here, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. You know him from the BJ Shea Experience mornings on KISW Seattle.
We've had you on many
correct?
Times. Many times.
I'm so excited when I get all this stuff right. You know,
still, I don't want you to look at our prizes because I can't believe that's all we gave you.
What do you mean that's all you brought a Korn CD?
I did bring yeah.
You raided the prize vault down at the station.
You know,
it was this Kinect training thing.
How about that, huh?
That's fucking...
G4 was all over that one. That's a big pick.
Yeah. Did you say it was a...
Halo 4, that one, and I thought this crowd would really appreciate that.
I have pretty much a workout crowd. Got a lot of law enforcement from Gotham. Get in the sewers. I can't take over the city unless you all get in the sewer. Les Miserables style. What else are we forgetting here? Oh, somewhere in here, you just have to take my word for it because I can't find it, is two tickets to come see past and future Douglas Movies guest Dave Foley performing right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Kids in the Hall, he's going to be here.
We want to see him. Are they in there or not, Doug?
They're in here. They're in
all
here.
All right.
I'll find
right
him.
Right at the bottom.
Here we go.
Suspicious.
There you go.
Proof.
Yeah.
Good call, Boom. Though.
Yeah, I was keeping him honest.
Boomka. Dave Shumka's here, everybody.
Yeah. Woo!
Came down from Canada.
Yeah.
Where he hosts the very popular Stop Podcasting Yourself.
Nailed it.
Program.
Yeah.
I got everybody's credits right. I didn't look at this piece of paper once.
Yeah. And I brought a shirt that I left at my brother's house.
Yeah.
So
Canadians are so honest.
Yeah.
You could have pretend you brought the Cartman figure, but that was Big Irish J's contribution.
Yeah. One of.
Yeah. Don't forget also a shirt we're not going to talk about.
Yeah, let me tell you about this shirt I brought.
Enough about the goddamn right. shirt. Don't even bring one next time.
All right. I'll bring a koozie.
I'm going to shred it up and clean my car with it. What? If you do. So angry about your shirt. There was like three or four episodes where we didn't even get into it, and then one you told the whole story. So
yes.
People can go. People can archive that.
I mean, if they need, I can go over it.
No. I mean, anybody here wants to hear about it, just take him
aside. He's got one on right over there, Doug.
Somebody's wearing one?
Yeah.
With a collared shirt underneath.
Yeah.
Wow, Captain Fancy.
Not the biggest fashion statement.
That's some real bottle service right there.
Welcome to Bellevue. Swellevue right there, my friends. That's how we roll here on the east side, bitches.
Now, Jeff is excited about the football game that's being played right now.
Yeah, it's big.
Who's playing? Baltimore.
Denver.
Baltimore, Denver right now, and then afterwards, there's a Green Bay, San Fran, which affects our future.
Some guy just booed one of those two teams.
Yeah. Somebody's like, talk about movies, you dumb idiot. That's what some people are thinking right now. What is this, sports shit?
Well, I'd imagine there's some people here that care about the game, right?
Yeah.
So I told Jeff, I gave Jeff permission. I normally wouldn't let a guest do this. I told him to just get up and go look at the TV in the green room every once in a while. And then update what the score is. Broncos are ahead right now.
This guy's got a
35-28.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to be this.
Fuck.
What quarter are they in?
Fourth quarter.
Fourth, yeah, because 35-28, that's a lot of action. it's a first quarter. A lot of people have slippery hands. They're playing it at the Slippery Hands Stadium.
Spoken like a true sportscaster.
It's the Tostito Bowl. They all had some Tostitos and then couldn't hang on to the ball because their fingers had so much Tostito dust on them.
If their hands are slippery, how are they scoring so much? It doesn't follow.
They're kicking it through.
They're dropping
thing,
it
huh?
and then not being able to pick it up. Next thing you know, it's in the end zone. They fall on it. Somebody gets the points.
Oh, yeah.
I know how it works. I saw Rudy. They play a lot of football in Les Miserables. So that also keeps me abreast of how it works. Let's just go down the line and ask. Of course, we're in a new year, but Big Irish J, do you have a favorite film from last year, from Two Oceans 12?
Oh, 2012.
Yes. I know. You thought I was only going to talk about movies that have opened in the last week and a half. Which would be...
The
Raid. Haunted House.
The Raid was up there. I love The Raid.
The Raid is awesome, yes.
And the sequel, Judge Dredd, was all right. Because they're similar.
They are kind of similar. I got a lot of tweets from people saying that the Dredd, which has been a comic book, it's been a thing for years, is somehow a ripoff of The Raid that was conceived and filmed like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get their point, that there's a similarity there that's hard to ignore.
Right.
But ignore it. Dredd's a good movie.
Okay. Thank you.
Right? Did you like it?
No. Yeah, Judge Dredd.
It's 3D... just called Dredd, first of all.
Well...
Are we talking about the Stallone movie now?
I'm a little old school.
Because Stallone was Judge Dredd.
Yeah. Maybe I just saw that last year. I'm a little late. We're talking Ocean 99, right? I don't know.
People keep saying to me, they got to make Ocean's 14 this year, or you won't have anything to say next year. And I'm like, don't worry about it.
And the Batman movie.
I'll think of something to say. It's what I do. I sit around all day thinking of things to say. Sometimes I don't even think first. I just say it. So the Gotham Police, do you report directly to... do you have to report to Gary Oldman? What about you, Jeff Dye? Do you have a favorite film from last year?
Ironically, Batman was my favorite movie of last year.
The Dark Knight has risen?
The Dark Knight. I'm obsessed with it, and I hated it when I was a kid, but like now, the new ones, I'm obsessed with it.
What about it would you not enjoy as a child?
If you want me to... I thought which is such a stupid thing to even go into a movie with, but I was like, this isn't realistic. I was like one of those kids. Which, I mean, that's how much of a little boob I was. I was like, what? This? And I was just picking it apart, and I'd always get mad. I'd be like, why don't the villains just leave Gotham City? There's an oversaturation of villains. Right? Like, go to Detroit. No Batman at all. Just regular cops. You'll get away with murder out there. But now that they've made it like realistic and stuff, like I'm obsessed. I watch
and
it a lot.
And you do know that they have RoboCop in Detroit.
That's so, right. Yeah.
So don't
be
silly.
The worst.
Maybe Flint. It's just Michael Moore is all you got to deal with.
I didn't think that RoboCop. That was great.
Do you moonlight with Detroit police or?
All right. Hey, I'll interview the audience.
All right, sorry. Well, he doesn't have my shirt on, so fuck.
I'm more interested about what they're going to do with the Gotham football team. I think they're all dead now, right?
Yeah. Oh, the one guy.
Hines Ward is about the only guy, and he just loves yellow and black teams. That guy, he'll play for anybody in yellow and black.
Yeah, that was one weird thing about that movie in retrospect, is that Bane went around and blew up some of the bridges. There aren't that many bridges. Like, why wouldn't you just blow them all up? Why would you leave a couple and go, and if anybody walks across, then blow it up?
Yeah. They're not going to take that bridge. There's a toll, and it's expensive.
That one's always backed up. Why would anyone,
no one would
why
take
would
that,
anyone
yeah.
even try?
They'd say, ah, screwed, we're stuck.
Dumb school bus, stupid kids. I love that exchange, too. Like, don't tell the kids that the bridge is going to explode. Well, it is. They want to know. Give them a chance to get their shit together. You know, make a will.
Make a will.
Send your goodbye texts.
But yeah, I was severely disappointed in the absolute lack of attention for Dark Knight Rises by the Academy Awards. It got nominated for nothing. Wow. Not even special effects. They nominated Snow White and the Stupid Man. What a clever spin on Huntsman, Doug. What about you, BJ? Do you have a favorite from last year?
I'm one of the few people I think that like Prometheus, but you know, December 25th was last year, and Django Unchained was a great film.
Was Django Unchained? I thought it was 2013.
Yes, Christmas, actually.
All right. That's right.
It's allowed. Yeah,
just in time for Christmas Day, here's a wonderful, uplifting movie where you hate every person that has a skin tone anywhere above tan.
Here's a great movie you'll never be able to quote. I like a film I can't say any lines from to my friends. There's this one part, and you should see it, is all.
No, I quote. I kind of paraphrase it, but I quote it because I now say to people, I say, my name is Ugg, D-O-U-G. The D is silent.
That's good.
But I'm glad you mentioned Prometheus and Django Unchained in the same breath, because the only thing that's missing from the 2 hour and 45 minute running time of Django Unchained is an abortion machine. So if you see Prometheus, you get the abortion machine stuff out of the way, then you go back to slavery and it's all
there. I liked Prometheus. Did anyone like Prometheus? I liked Prometheus. All right.
It's a very mixed reaction to that movie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's just I love scientists that just have the IQ of a partially thawed fish stick in a cave. Let's take our helmets off. What could happen?
They don't do the brightest things in that movie. Yeah, it's a little troublesome that...
The geologist that's just a piece of, well, what he geologizes. That guy, you know what I mean?
He was, yeah.
I mean, I just can't believe that he's such an a-hole. How is he able to really know anything?
Sure.
He should be the guy that fixes, like, the ship or fills it up with gas or whatever the hell they fly around with.
That's the way I used to watch Batman.
The guy that fixes... The guy that fixes the ship is too busy fucking the white woman.
That is
true. Wait, are we talking about Django?
Yeah, go, The Wire. I couldn't think of his name from it quickly enough.
The best white woman.
Idris Alba.
Charlize.
Dave Shumka.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Great.
You had all that time to think about it.
I know, right?
You have to have the best answer.
Yeah, I was hoping no one would choose mine.
Judge Dredd from 1994.
What were the odds that that one would come up?
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man is the longest Taco Bell commercial in the history of things.
Doug, my 2012 pick is a film called Looper.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Another ignored by the Academy movie.
Yeah.
Like, should have at least got best screenplay.
Or
that's
best...
some tricky shit going on.
Best half makeup.
Best baby actor. That fucking little kid in Looper is scary as shit.
Yeah.
He's intense. Good choice.
Thanks.
Well done, Dave Shumka.
Yeah.
I'll be back to you. Talk to you later.
Yeah, see you in a few minutes.
There were a lot of nerd fights, though, about what the hell happened in that movie and could it happen. My son and I just nerded out for hours after Looper.
Time travel opens a big old can of worms for anybody that takes a second to think about what's happening.
That's why I don't like those kind of movies. I know me, and I know how simple my mind works. Like, I left Inception. I was like, I can't deal with all this shit. I don't...
Or did you?
Give me jet skis and machine guns. That's what I'm into. I don't need all this thinking shit. Seriously, Looper confused me.
And then the director says, not only are we going to talk about jumping through time, but then I'm going to shoot the movie out of order because it's just not complex enough for everybody. So did he die? Did he fall? Who's in the car? What the hell's going on?
He came down with a case of the mementos.
The fresh maker.
Fresh maca. Jay,
yes.
Back to you again, buddy.
Django, yeah, I like Django
on.
Too.
Oh, sorry. I'm not coming through for another round.
Well,
of...
you know, I'm just trying, you know.
What was your second favorite
movie?
By the
way, did I mention my shirt?
Don't make me one-inch punch you.
All right, I don't want any trouble.
Because I don't know how to do it very well. No, I just want to quickly go through and ask the other question I always like to ask, which is, what have you seen lately?
Just saw, apparently Django was last year, so I won't say that, but I also saw, Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah.
Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah. Just saw that, Jay?
Yeah, with BJ that guy. saw that today.
What's up?
You like it?
Yeah, it was really good.
Did you just say to me, what's up?
No. Did you? Is that it?
We doing a show here? What's going on? No. Are we supposed to have some sort of interaction? What's up?
Fucking Jeff's eating Cheez-Its.
Yeah, they're delicious.
You like how I just fucking narked on them?
Those are movie snacks. Movie snacks.
You can eat Cheez-Its?
Oh, well, I'd have been eating a steak on this show for the last 10 times. Yeah, it was awesome. It blows me away the balls that anybody in the military has. Like, I don't really have a joke here. It literally just blows me away what they are able to do and the fearlessness of them.
I love Chris Pratt, you know, from Parks and Rec and Moneyball. Great actor, funny guy, good guy. But I've seen the trailer and the commercial for Zero Dark Thirty a bunch of times, and it drives me crazy the way when they're talking about going on the mission, he goes, Osama bin Laden?
Like it's a
made-up
person.
He says Osama normal, and then bin Laden? And it just bugs the shit out of me. I can't say or hear that name without thinking of it.
So you're choosing not to go to kind of like Spike Lee with the Django.
Yeah,
or Django.
Yeah, that would be a reason to boycott the movie.
Yeah.
I don't like two random words the way they're said. No, I've seen the movie. I'm just saying that that's a thing that I've noticed.
I'm just fucking ruining
every
this.
Time. Every time I turn on the TV, there's a commercial and he's going, Osama bin Laden?
He says it like he's suspicious. Like, you really think this guy exists?
Yeah.
It's not an actual person.
And she's standing way over there leaning against the car, and the guy goes, she thinks so. Yeah. She thinks Osama bin Laden is a thing. Yeah. She's pretty hot.
She's hot.
We don't find him, and we still might get some puss.
Are they getting sent on a lot of missions that, like, they end up at the wrong place, and they just, like, oh, we shot up with Domino's.
Yeah, he always... Yeah. He always questions his missions over a game of horseshoes. Tennessee. So, Horseshoes!
Doug, were you distracted by the cameos in the movie? I was distracted by some of the cameos.
I'm tired of Chandler showing up in everything and just playing a dick who sits behind a desk in two scenes. That guy's awesome. I want more Kyle Chandler is my point.
I don't want to ruin it, but there's one particular cameo where
Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
You totally ruined it.
And it, how did they get him?
It is the guy that plays Raffy on The League. That's who's Osama.
Oh, yeah. I was actually distracted by cameo. Word up.
But you know
Tennessee.
The one.
Tennessee.
I just, you know, it's like it's supposed to be like a really serious movie, and there's the bigger guy that shows up, and he's only one guy we'll ever know for our whole life, and he shows up trying to not be that guy.
Gene Hackman?
Gene Hackman.
What's wrong with the big guy?
I wish Gene Hackman would do something. I know he's probably crazy old looking now because we haven't seen him for years, but I would love him to just show up like when Henry Fonda showed up in On Golden Pond, everyone, he aged a million years, but at least he showed up and did something cool, you know? Because Gene Hackman, there's nobody better.
He's the best.
Crimson Tide, one of my all-time favorite
movies.
Pour
a little out for Gene Hackman, everybody.
Wait a second.
He's not dead.
Prince of Tides?
No, Crimson. Crimson Tide.
Way better.
Jesus.
What's up?
Word up. Ow.
Yeah, I thought you said Prince of Tides, that Barbra Streisand movie. I was going to be like, he's not in that. No, that's he and Tony Scott. That's both of them. It's their best, some of their best work.
I think that was
Denzel
actually.
Denzel's great too. What?
Nothing. I was fucking.
I said Tony Scott, you know, the director of the film.
I know. I was trying to be
funny. And then you said, no, that's Denzel Washington.
Yeah, because that's who.
Guys.
He did direct one movie. Do you know the name of it?
Aliens?
No.
Enemy of the State?
Tony Scott directed a lot of movies. We're talking about
Denzel.
Denzel now.
Oh,
because didn't he direct? didn't he direct John Q? Man on Fire. Tony Scott.
Whoa.
Tony
Where's
Scott
that guy
Man
from?
On Fire.
Man on Fire. I'm on fire.
Man on Fire. Bin Laden.
Tennessee.
Man on Fire.
Holy shit.
Oh, what were we talking about? Did Jeff name a recent movie?
I haven't named one.
It can be on your computer. It doesn't
okay,
have to
good.
Be in a
I was going
to
say, the only learning I do is from, like, the documentary section of, like, Netflix. Like, that's the only thing I...
Documentaries are the
all
shit,
I watch.
Man.
And so there's a movie I watched just recently called Bottled, and it's about how, like, you shouldn't drink bottled water, and that's why I'm, like, on my high horse about it now.
I regurgitate
the things I learn immediately, like I've known it forever. Like, hey, you know.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you seen Cheez-Its?
No.
Yeah, there's a film expose on those, and it's rhino buttholes is what they make Cheez-Its out of.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I did want to say that was ironic, because I'm drinking bottled water, and you're saying that is so bad for you while you were just scarfing down these Cheez-Its.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Bottled water will kill you. Cheez-Its just make you get chubby.
What's that documentary called? Fine.
It's called Bottled. But there's another one I wanted to mention called
Please.
Dear Zachary. And if you just don't, if you want to just,
oh, people are
you
know what I'm talking about?
Sounds like a bummer.
No, it like sidelined me for weeks. Like I didn't stop thinking about it for like 4.5 weeks. I don't want to ruin what it's about. Just see it, and it'll blow your brain. And it's a true story about a woman who got away with a lot of stuff in Canada. Yeah. I'm just kidding. It's about a whole country. No, but it's you should watch it if you want to really be rattled by something.
Okay.
Unless you want me to talk about it more. I don't know how this works.
No, I've got a couple of documentaries like on my list of need to see. I'm sure we probably none of us have seen them yet because they're relatively new. But one of them is this West Memphis 3. Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, documentaries are more often than...
What?
Than fictional films. They work and they're successful and they're interesting.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, it's
I don't read the paper. I don't read books. That's the only way I get information is from my queue of Netflix documentaries. And I just made it a rule. I watch all of them. So if you like go through it, it's like, oh, like he watched Dear Zachary. He watched Loose Change. And then it's like Bret Hart's Boots. You know, it's like a WWF movie. Just watch them all, you know?
BJ, what have you seen? Zero Dark Thirty, just today, right?
I saw that today, but I'm very proud of the fact that I spent a lot of money to see the Star Trek, the Star Trek 9 minutes, and then I sat through the Hobbit thing, Lord of the Rings Zero.
Wait a second.
I only wanted.
You didn't know that you could get up at some point? that to watch the 9 minutes of Star Trek, you were committed to 2 hours and 45 minutes of Hobbits?
I was fascinated because I'd never seen the story of some creature that has no courage, a bunch of other people hitting things, going through the jungle and the forest and the mountains, and something scary was about to happen, and he has a blue sword. I never saw that before, so I thought, hey, I'll sit here because it's in a higher frame rate. So I threw up in front of somebody and left. It was beautiful.
You saw the 48 frames?
I saw the high frames. I saw the 3D.
IMAX 2?
At IMAX 2.
Well, the trouble with that is next thing you know, you're sitting at the table with those fucking hobbits having food with them. And they are all disgusting. They spit and fart.
Oh. Yeah, and I saw the plate spinning act, from some some old variety
that
show
was
of the
weird.
'60s.
That
you
know, was that weird. Was, you're right about that. But
it looked beautiful. But I sat there and I thought, am I an idiot? Because I have the other three on DVD and Blu-ray. Yeah. But I did like the Star Trek. I want to see the Star Trek.
Oh,
movie.
Yeah.
I want
well,
to see the
Well, that's what I want to know is
Benedict Cumberbun.
Cumberbatch.
He's Cumberbun. That's right. Right. Yeah.
Sherlock.
It's Cumberbun.
Sherlock, that's right.
Shylock.
What?
Stop saying things wrong.
No, he's right. What? I think that's.
And I love American television because, hey, they put on a great show like Sherlock on the BBC, so let's see if Lucy Liu will do an American version for us. Let's embarrass our country even more by putting on crap television that takes after a great BBC
show. Oh, you don't care
show.
For Elementary?
I just wish.
Jeff loves it because it's at his learning age.
Yeah. Exactly. He's not lying.
Is that a documentary?
Everybody has a learning age, but where did you have to? So you went to an IMAX theater here in Seattle?
Yeah, right here in here. It's in Lincoln Square. It's
this
right
one.
In, this one, yeah.
Because I'm dying to see that 9 minutes. I've been to a couple different places where I got my seat to not watch The Hobbit because I've seen it already, but I just wanted to see the Star Trek and it wasn't there.
Yes.
Yeah,
that happened.
Yeah.
That happens here. One of the guys on the show, the Rev, went to the Boeing IMAX, which is supposedly the granddaddy at our Pacific Science Center. They didn't tell anybody that wasn't the high frame rate Star Trek one.
Are you sure it wasn't the Boeing IMAX? Well, I want to see it, and it's 9 minutes. Is it like the first 9 minutes?
I think
like
it
Dark
is.
Dark Knight style.
I think it
and
is.
Dark and Rises style.
For any Doctor Who fans, Yeah. Rose's boyfriend Mickey is in that 9 minutes as well. There's Doctor Who all over that bloody thing because the seventh Doctor plays Madagascar, whatever his name is, the Brown, that crazy with the rabbit wizard guy in The Hobbit. And he was Sylvester McCoy.
I don't know what anybody's saying
Did
anymore.
You see the guy that runs around on.
I thought
around
we were talking about the 9 minutes from Star Trek.
Yeah.
I really was
Suddenly
more excited about the Doctor
the...
Who sightings.
I feel like BJ speaking German. I don't even know half this fucking word
Sorry,
he's saying.
I am totally nerding out. My apologies.
No, it's
the 9 minutes was
to do
great.
It for.
I think it was the first 9 minutes, and Benedict Cumberbatch, the Benedict Cumberbatch man, his voice, like he's only on it for like 20 seconds, but like I can hear all the women in the theater just swoon. He's got such a voice, that guy. He just commands. He's like that Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen kind of thing going on.
I can relate.
Thanks. Because you swooned when you heard it?
Exactly.
You related to that part of it?
Yeah.
There's a very heartwarming story out there about how it is difficult to find the right IMAX theater that's showing the 9 minutes of Star Trek, and a dude is dying of cancer and complained of it, and J.J. Abrams showed him the entire movie. Yeah. I mean, the guy's no longer with us, but, that's pretty awesome that J.J. did that.
And then
I brought down this whole show by bringing it up.
Well,
and it cured the guy.
you'd think it would. Being the first to see something like that.
He gave it a good review, and I don't know if I can trust it because...
of course not.
You can.
You can't really.
What if it was like Luke is showing this dying guy the first, episode one, Phantom Menace?
Oh, the guy would probably die during it.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
Cause of death? Jar Jar Binks.
Thanks a lot, Gerbil. Thanks a lot, Gerbil, man. Or whatever varmint George Lucas looks like. Dave Shumka.
Hi, Doug.
Did you see a movie recently? Do they have,
yeah, we have
the same movies up north?
We have motion pictures in Canada. I just saw This Is 40. And for the Doctor Who fans, Paul Rudd wears a really long scarf.
Nicely done.
Thank you. It is it's the same two characters from Knocked Up,
mm-hmm.
and about 20 minutes in, I realized, oh, I don't know if I like these characters.
They weren't as fun as Seth Rogen and his pot-smoking buddies. They were more the part of Knocked Up where it was people arguing and unhappy with each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of that in This Is 40, but there's some funny stuff, too. And, you know, of course, Albert Brooks is... You can't ever go wrong with that dude.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
He's totally in it. And Lithgow.
And I love the scene where they get fucked up in the hotel room and Paul Rudd is just doing a bunch of silly stuff and the room service guy comes
in. Oh, you mean
in
Knocked Up?
No, in... They get fucked up and go to Cirque du Soleil and Knocked Up, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're in a hotel room. Look, it's a fun movie, guys. If you've got 2 hours and 11 minutes, check it out.
I do.
And this is the part where I say, let the games begin!
Oh, shit!
Take back your city, Gotham!
That is never going to get old. To me, just to me. Me and me alone. Let's see, which game should we play? Let's try... How much did this shit make? Mm-hmm. I went on the internet and looked up movies that were filmed in Washington State. Yeah, and I found what is sort of a prequel to Silver Linings Playbook, a movie about beautiful people with mental issues that was shot up in this part of the country. And it's called, from 1993, Benny and June.
Oh, shit.
Remember that? Johnny Depp had trouble talking to people, but he could spin a hubcap on his finger like it was nobody's business and did so in traffic or in a park. I forget where he did it.
And got a girl because he's just handsome. That's really what it was.
Yeah, he's good looking. And then Mary Stuart Masterson's a cute girl who plays it. She's insane. And you know she's insane because she wears like swimming goggles just walking around and carries a ping pong paddle. Yeah. You know, for no reason.
She always has props.
Yeah.
She'd be a good action figure. There are a lot of things to go with her. Like, oh, you get her and...
So what we're going to do is we're going to go down the line. We'll start with Dave down here on this end.
Okay.
And each of you is going to guess an amount that you think that Benny and June made at the North American box office during its entire run.
Okay.
And the trick is to not go over... You know, Price is Right style.
Sure.
So
Benny and June, 1993.
How much do you think Benny and June made?
Not a blockbuster. And I'm gonna say like 12 million, ish. Add the ish.
Can you say ish on
a? Yeah.
Is it, how do I go?
You know, here to there, really.
Where's the decimal fall?
For my
12 point ish.
Yeah.
Okay, so you might go over with that guess.
Ooh.
But that's
yeah, exactly.
I bet I did.
PJ, the ish is going to kill you. What do you think?
I have no idea, but I'm going to play the numbers because I think people are going to go over that. So I'm going to say 11 million because I think everyone's going to go higher than the 12.
I thought when you said play the numbers, you were just going to do that.
Now that he's played his strategy.
Yeah. I thought he was going to do the $1 move.
10.5 million.
What the? Wait a minute.
No, again, you're not listening to what I'm saying. The strategic move would be to say a dollar. Because then you get everything from a dollar up to his 12 point ish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not my final answer.
You should watch that documentary on The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Jeff and I.
We got you locked in, Jeff, at 10.5. Also, keep in mind, winning doesn't matter.
Good.
In fact, if you want to go check the score?
I got it right here.
Yeah.
It is overtime, tied at 35-35.
Crazy!
So, I wasn't texting if you guys were like, look at this shithead pulling his phone out.
Why have you been holding out on us with that information?
Well, I don't want to interrupt the flow. There's a momentum here. Of the game.
What the fuck?
70-yard what?
What's that?
70-yard pass, so the ball is.
We've got a better score updater,
Scott.
Here.
Hey, guy
it's
in
much,
the audience,
much
pay attention
to the
show. All right. Okay. Show's right here.
It's still 35.
It's a
35.
One-face show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not mine. Okay, big.
$1.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh. Ish.
Yeah. All right,
you guys are like an underdog, don't you? The pick the giant.
So the movie made $23.2 million. So Dave Shipka.
God damn it!
He said a dollar. What a dope! What movie makes a dollar? That's so stupid. This guy's a moron.
Just for the record, my ish is like $22 million.
Yeah, you said one ish.
Yeah.
That was
that's
was,
a good start, though.
I was delighted by all of that. You can only hope that a game is going to work out like that. It sent you all down the wrong road. I fear playing a more complicated game than that one.
I've got more strategy, Doug. Don't worry.
But I also love this game so much. Let's play ABCD's Nuts. This is where we're going to spell something out. Since Dave won the last round, we're going to start with Dave, but then we're going to go to Jay. We're going to switch the order up, and then Jeff, and then BJ. And we're going to go through letter by letter. We're going to spell something, but when it gets to you, you're the next letter. You have 3 seconds, approximately, name 3-point-ish, to name a motion picture that begins with the letter that is your letter. And if you match the name of a movie that I randomly wrote down for each letter, then you automatically win, and it's very exciting. And it's only happened once, and it was because, like, one of my best friends was playing. So, and what we're going to spell is Parlor Live.
Yeah.
Because that's where we are.
I can spell that.
And it's not too long of a word, so it won't take forever. So we'll start with Dave. Give me a movie that begins with P. You have 3 seconds.
All right. Here we go.
One.
Uh-huh. Phone Booth.
Two. Oh. And it's a match. No. I wrote down Peter Pan. Peter Pan. Not Hook. Don't watch Hook, you guys. Don't fall for that shit. Okay, now we go to Big Irish J.
American Pie.
Well done.
Jesus, thanks for the support, assholes.
Are they supposed to be that impressed? It's not that difficult.
There's a lot of clapping during the whole thing. They might be tired.
You know, I mean, it's no phone booth, but...
Well, Shumka showed off and used a silent P.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or whatever kind of
okay,
P, whatever kind
American
of P it is.
Pie, fuck me.
No, thank you. And appreciate the offer.
My pee is silent.
Out of that horse dick, no way.
Thank you.
Just an assumption. What do you mean, thank you? You're a giant.
I know.
If you don't have a big dick,
well,
that explains a lot. That explains the career in stand-up comedy. I guess I gotta talk to get people's attention.
Did I miss
giant
my
man
shirt?
With a tiny dick does not get invited to a lot of cocktail parties. Because he's already got a cocktail weenie.
Oh, God, this is so fun.
The movie I chose was a film called Always, because it's about firefighters in planes and took place in the Pacific Northwest, or was shot here, partially. Holly Hunter, Richard Dreyfuss, John Goodman. Okay. R is your letter, Jeff.
Raging Bull.
Oh.
Did I win?
No. I mean, you don't lose.
Perfect.
Because that does, Raging Bull does begin with an R. But it was just a coincidence that it came up earlier. I thought you might have picked up on it. I chose RoboCop.
I remember you saying
and
that.
And then it got mentioned.
Okay, BJ, your letter is L.
Looper.
See, that's how it's done.
You didn't win either.
But I picked, also filmed in Washington State, Life or Something Like It. Yeah, I did not see that one. That movie was for ladies who like shitty movies.
Oh, Dave Shumka.
101 Dalmatians.
Nice! Yeah. I chose 101 Dalmatians. I'm kidding. That would be a weird coincidence. No, I picked a kind of underrated Sean Connery movie called Outland. Remember that?
Yeah.
You should check it out. All right, Big J, what do you got down there
RoboCop.
For the next R?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you can't repeat. It's got to be something different.
Ryan's song.
I picked RoboCop, too. So he could have just grabbed it. It was right there. And you're out because Ryan's song is a TV movie.
Are you booing me or Doug?
It's a really good one, and it's also called Brian's song.
I was doing the musical.
The B is silent.
There was a film called Ryan's Daughter, but I don't know if that was a musical or not. I know there was a scene where a woman was spinning on a hill. I remember that for some reason. Oh, that was Sound of Music. Okay, Jeff, L.
I'm going to go with Love Actually. Yeah, I liked it.
Do you watch The Walking Dead?
No. I saw the first one and I liked it, and then I couldn't commit.
First episode.
Yes, it was cool.
Okay. Yeah.
It's pretty much the same.
Anyway, you saw the first one. He's in it the whole time. Sheriff Rick is the guy with the stupid signs trying to pick up on Keira Knightley to take Steeler from his black best friend.
I liked that guy. It was romantic.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. His black best friend was in the other room. He's like, I want to fuck you. Please let me put it in you. He's got drawings of it.
But then he let her go, you know?
He did let her go.
I got a lot of creepy friends that would have
let that married woman go. I picked Live and Let Die. Okay, I is the letter, BJ.
Inception.
I'm really happy that only three people are still excited about Inception. Go sleep sometime. You'll have a more interesting movie. No, it's all right. I went with a movie that it says that it was shot partially in Washington State on Wikipedia, but I do not believe it. Some lady yelled out, Idaho! Yeah, that was a great movie. Especially if you're into potatoes. No, I went with Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yep.
What did they film here? What, the monkey brains? The river, when they go off the side of the mountain and they land in the river? When they're just in a raft and they fall off a cliff and that's enough to just, they just land gently in a river. It's fucking amazing. Kalima Shantide. Okay, PG-13. We have that movie to blame for that rating. Okay, V is the next letter, Dave Shumka.
V. What is V for?
That's right. Yes.
Do you have anything?
Very bad things.
I chose V for Vendetta. Did not. I went with also shot in the region, Vision Quest. With Matthew Modine from the Gotham Police Department. I'm finally, looks like you guys are all going to survive this, and we're not going to have a winner. Jay, what do you got for E?
Ryan well, song? Didn't he say Ryan song?
Oh, yeah, he's out. Jeff.
Yeah, thanks, Dave, you yeah, cock. Yeah, yeah. I could have just played again.
That's for narking on the Cheez-Its.
Oh. I didn't narc on you.
Respect.
That Cheez-Its and beer looks amazing to me right now.
Hey, he won me over. I'm starting back.
That looks like some good stuff.
I'm going to go with one of my favorite films, End of Days.
That's really one of your favorites?
Hey, it's cool. It's a cool movie.
That's Schwarzenegger, right?
Yeah, he fights the devil. It's amazing. It's the best. Arnold versus the devil? What more do you need?
What does Johnny Knoxville play in this new one?
I don't know.
The new Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. He's like the comic relief in it.
He's like the funny friend of the guy who fought the devil.
I wish that was the log line for that movie. But I chose, I think part of it was filmed here. I don't know, but Extraordinary Measures was the E that I thought of. And that is ABCD's Nuts. We did it. We got through all of it. You guys are good players.
Still overtime, 35-35.
All right.
Be curious.
Just confirmed. Yeah. You are correct, Jeff.
I wouldn't lie.
Guy in the audience that always knows, is that right?
Yeah.
Very correct.
Yeah, what the? Yeah.
This guy's stealing my thunder.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to make fun of your laugh.
Sounded like goats mating.
That is a rude thing to do, but so much fun. Let's see what kind of name tags we have here in the audience tonight. I had a feeling there'd be some good ones.
Oh,
I see a stop sign that says poop on it. Diana has a mesmerizing wheel. And Justin has a lot of...
I think I've already found mine.
Snacks. Just go grab it as soon as you find it.
That's actually hilarious.
You have hot wings?
Wait, that one...
Oh, they got a plate of hot wings, Big J.
Wait, why'd you call me up? Hold on.
What's in the frame? What is it?
Sam.
No, in the frame. What's it? What is it?
A very creative Hulk and...
It's a bird?
Some other characters.
I love birds.
Sam what?
As Arnold.
Oh, Avengers.
I'm torn.
I only recognize the Hulk.
All right.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm gonna do 12th man.
You
right
son
there.
Of
I'm
a bitch.
Gotta do it.
Bring that it on up here, dude. Pass it on. Pass it up here.
No, it's good. You can have it. Oh, I'm gonna take good. Arnold in the that. Back. I want Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank
you. You got an iPad? Holy, I should have switched this up.
Let's take
Arnold. Bring it up here, my man.
Has it got a shithead on the back? Oh, these you guys are good. All right, hold on to that for me, buddy.
That's a great movie. And, all right, thank you. I already committed.
Jeff,
thank
you got it, Jeff?
Look at this.
There it is.
Can I have this afterwards? This is amazing. Now we're talking.
All right.
That's cool, huh? Oh,
my name is not Quaid. It's Josh.
This is amazing. Oh, yeah, sitting in the wrong seat. Sorry.
Not a problem.
This is what I did.
I love Quattro. Great Quattro.
It's like musical chairs. Sit in the seat you
and
just
the
were
And the answer
in.
On the back is amazing for later. I picked the right one. This was destiny.
All right, let's start, though, with start with Big J down there. What do you got?
Amber Alex Alert. And it's a picture of me. It was this or food.
And it you says, and sociopath.
And it says that goddamn thing from your shirt on there.
Oh, what's that? Oh, bottle them.
Yeah,
bottle
yeah.
service.
It says that. It's
Fact
got
bottle them.
It's got the fighting Irishman who you have tattooed on your body.
Yes.
And
Colin Farrell. And Irish Spring.
Very creative.
I'm surprised you didn't put a potato on it, you racist fuck. It's got Guinness.
From Idaho.
Yeah.
So the person you're playing for is
Alex.
Amber or Alex?
Alex.
That is good.
Okay. The Amber Alert thing is like trying to say that Big J is scary and would do something.
Oh, that's what you meant?
He looks like
fuck this. I'm not using this. What a dick.
Wait a second. What did your brain decide Amber Alert over your picture?
I was just
missing?
The writing on the back has bled through the poster a little, so it looks like he has, like, shitty prison tattoos on his face.
Oh, he does.
Wait.
You just look even more creepy on this. But seriously, you do look like you would have sex with kids. In that picture, to be fair.
Yeah, I won't comment.
I know that,
on that
seems harsh, but that's a bad pick.
Plus, he's wearing my shirt. By the way, those shirts.
Great bit.
Okay, so that bit. So he's playing for Alex, and Jeff is playing for Josh,
yes.
Who brought a very very nice.
My name is not Quaid.
Schwarzenegger picture.
I love it. I want to say that even though there was a lot of good choices out there, I'm very happy with my pick.
What else is going on that thing besides Schwarzenegger?
I think that's Philip Seymour Hoffman, but I'm not positive.
Why is he on there? And, were they in a movie together?
Down here, that's Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
So I'm real happy about it. It's all the people I like. And there's guns, too.
Yeah.
It's cool, huh?
There you go. Get your ass to mass.
I think the guy is Michael Ironside.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, tomato, yeah. Potato. Yeah.
Easy.
And what's this crazy baby thing
Quatu.
From?
Quatu. You got a little Quatu on there.
Yeah, Quatu. Oh, okay. It's
Quaid.
All from Total Recall.
The original.
I thought it looked cool.
Yeah. It does. That's a great drawing.
It's like a comic of, it's cool.
You were already talking about your love of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And then boom, he happened to have that.
It felt like it was destiny.
Like BJ, what do you got?
12th man, represent Michael. Right here.
That's a good pick.
Mike, my man. Rocking the WrestleMania jersey right there. How could I not pick this? This is an omen. It's an omen.
That's for Tom Brady, right? Let's check him. That does nothing to me.
How dare you? I don't get it. What's the name on your 12 flag?
You mean the guy? It says
the guy's name. Yeah, it's supposed to be a name tag.
I said it's Michael.
The 12th man is more of a community of people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the unknown
Doug
soldier.
Doesn't get it.
Michael, though, a fine representative of the 12th man.
And Dave Shumka?
This is a loaf of bread.
Is it a baguette?
Yeah, it's a Les Mis reference, I think. And it's,
It's funny, he gets imprisoned initially for stealing bread, but you never see him stealing bread in the movie.
No, yeah. And he's not, like, fat. Like, it's not like, oh, that's the guy.
If some vegetables were missing, then you point at Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. or whey protein. This is, I'm assuming this person's name is Molly, and it's a picture of the movie character Amelie, and it says, Amolly? It's pretty sweaty.
That doesn't mean that the baguette is wet. It
no,
means
I just mean the premise.
That it's she went out of her way, and then you fell for it.
Uh-huh.
And now you're putting the bread on the ground.
Well...
So, I mean, I guess once it's taped to an Amelie poster...
Yeah.
Then it doesn't matter anyway. But her name, your name, of course, is Molly. Where's Molly? Okay, Molly.
Well done, Molly.
Good
well
job.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You thought the big bread, you thought Jay would pick it, right?
Why is that, Doug?
I'm just saying that that's... Looks like some tasty bread.
I did look at the cupcakes.
All right, let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Let's do it!
Since Dave won way back when, how did this shit get made? We'll start with him.
Yes,
and then we'll go to then we'll go to BJ.
Thank you.
Followed by Jeff and Jay. So stick with us, Jay. It's coming your way.
I'm ready.
I'm just saying, don't daydream.
Okay.
Don't start thinking about other name tags you should have picked.
All right. Word
tastier
up.
Name tags.
Yeah. Tastier. Right. I just meant ones that were less accusatory of child molestation. Might have been a good way for him to go. I should say child theft, not.
What?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Well, I guess all abductions aren't Amber Alerts. It's just if somebody's missing for whatever reason. So those are Amber Alerts are important, you guys. It's not funny.
The Packers have 7 points and the 49ers have 0 points. I'm hoping that there's an explosion and the stadium swallows both teams. That's what I'm hoping for. Come on, Bane.
The funniest thing happened. Maybe not the funniest, but it has a certain charm to it. My Leonard Maltin app on my phone has been acting up lately, so I decided that I would re-download the app, and in the process, it erased all of the categories that I had loaded in, and then all day today, I kept thinking, I got to load in some categories before the show tonight, and instead of doing that, I went and got a flu shot, because, you know, people are making
That's
a big deal
too.
Out of this flu right
That's
now.
That's important,
yeah.
too.
The flu sucks? Do you have it right now?
Oh.
How dare you?
Wait, I got the sign from over there. Fuck this thing. Get it.
Who would defend the flu? Like, oh, stop it.
Yeah. Give
the
it a
flu's
chance.
All right. Quit booing it.
Yeah, why you gotta give flu all the... What did flu ever do to you? Made me sick. But you guys are better now? How long did it last? 3 weeks. Jesus
that might
Christ.
Be something else. Yeah.
That's the 2012 flu.
She seemed fine with him. 3 weeks. It's awesome.
So here's what we're going to do. I do have one category loaded up. So we're going to play a very exciting one round Leonard Maltin game. But hang on. Lame. I know. I'm going to yell at myself later. For not loading up the categories. There are some good ones. Somebody suggested Hack That Ass Up.
Gene
which
Hackman?
Which is slasher movies.
Oh.
Or Gene Hackman. That's a good that's a good idea for the next show. Somebody else suggested Octopussy. That's movies with actresses over 80. Yeah, this would have been a really fun...
Oh, shit.
This would have been a really fun game if I had done it right. But like I said, I do have one category, so that's going to be determine the winner today. But in the meantime, that means we have time for a round of Build a Title.
Yeah.
And like I said, we'll start with Dave Shumka.
Okay.
And it's nice timing. Back when I was up in Canada hanging out with you. In Vancouver, there was an audience member named Littlest Lolo, and she had suggested the Canadian smash hit, Kids in the Hall, Brain Candy, which I once called Eye Candy, which would be a totally different thing. So can you add anything
to
Kids
in the
Hall?
A movie that starts with candy.
Yeah.
Or ends with...
Most movies start with candy. If you stop by the concession stand, or
ends with kids,
and oh, of course brother. You can't go with Larry yeah. Clark's Kids.
Yeah. Oh brother, Candyman. Yeah, Candyman.
Candyman. If you say it 3 times, Beetlejuice appears.
Yeah.
All right. So now we go to BJ.
Candyman with the Iron Fist.
Well done. Bra and Vo.
Candyman with the Iron Fist Footway. Danny McBride movie.
Candyman.
Now, hang on a second. Oh. Hang on a second. Nice try, Jeff Dye.
Did I answer too fast?
No, you answered too wrong because.
Yeah, it's plural.
It's not Fist's Footway.
Yes.
It's just the one fist.
It's a Fist Footway. I just talked dumb.
Well, I love excuses, but it's, unfortunately, I have to stick to the letter of the law, and it's Man with the Iron Fists. Yeah. Sorry, Jeff.
It's all right. It's good to be here.
What's the score? What's the score?
It's still 7-0 and 35-35.
Oh, the other game started.
No, that's 7-0.
There's two more
Green
teams
Bay's
on
winning
the same
7-0
field.
Against San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, okay.
And then it's 35-35 on the Baltimore. I have a cramp.
All right, you're just giving Jay more time to think.
What's the score?
What do you got, Jay? Anything?
Fists of Fury. Bruce Lee.
It's not the Fists of Fury?
No. I know it's not
the Fists of Fury. It's not a Fists of Fury?
No.
Let's go with Fists of Fury.
Thank God.
I think it's Fists
Come
of
on,
Fury.
Come on, shut up! Fuck! Fists of Fury, Bruce Lee.
It's plural. He's not one-armed in it.
It's a comedy.
We are back to Dave Shumka.
Fury, eh? Or kids.
Yeah, Fury something or something that ends in kids.
Okay, pass.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
That movie was awesome. I'd like to say Hall pass to call.
Do you have anything, BJ?
I do. Spy Kids.
Spy Kids.
Awesome movie.
Okay, so we're skipping Jeff now, and we go to Jay. And Jay, you have to add to Spy Kids in the Hall. Okay, I was going to read the whole thing, but...
Sorry.
It's exciting that you have an answer, so...
Thank you for your
Now we have I Spy Kids in the Hall, Brain Candy Man with the Iron Fists of Fury. This is a good one. Dave is out.
Yep.
Back to BJ.
The King and I Spy.
And of course, drop the before King, Jay, if you have something that ends in King.
What was the title again?
King and I Spy, Kids in the Hall, Brain Candy Man with the Iron Fists of Fury.
Oh, fuck.
It's offensive. I could do without the potty mouth
please,
in this game.
Please. Please. But that is one of my albums is called Potty Mouth, and it's still available on iTunes.
Three King?
Three King.
Three Kings and I?
Yeah. That's what I was going for.
It's about a really weird harem.
No, what was that?
We're three kings with one lady.
No, the one with yeah, thank you. They're army. They're in
what?
The army.
What do you mean? What's happening? No, the audience doesn't get to help right. you in
no,
any way.
No, that's what I was talking about. They're in the desert. They're military. Three kings.
Yeah.
Right, and the movie's King and I, not Kings and I.
Well, we can do
which
leeway.
Is what I've been talking about.
I know, but come on.
No.
If I'm out, he's
but
out.
But it's during the Gulf War.
By the way, the San Francisco 49ers have just tied it up 7-7.
People aren't as... They don't care as much about that game.
No, that's
some
true.
Do, some do. I hear you, brother. Where's that guy going? Oh, shush it.
Yeah, maybe Fisher King.
She can. No, he already answered.
That is the worst.
He wins. He already answered.
The way you repeat it, like no one in the audience just yelled that out. You're just so willing to cheat in a game with no stakes. It doesn't matter at all.
It's for the love of the game, Doug. The love of the game.
Hold on, I'll allow it.
No!
BJ's fine with it because he's looking up. That would be easy to add to Fisher King for sure. But so you're officially out, Jay. And but if you want to show off and add to the title, BJ, you can add one more
to the Fisher one or to the original one.
We could go with Fisher King and I Spy, Kids in the Hall.
Oh, gosh.
Brain Candy Man with Iron Fists of Fury.
I get is Beating Bobby Fischer. Was that the name of that?
Searching for Bobby Fischer.
Well,
spoiler alert, they don't find him. He's not in the movie at all. It's about a kid.
Yeah.
It's about a kid. It's not even related to him.
But he discovers
it's a good movie, though.
He discovers the Bobby Fischer within himself.
Right.
And he becomes a huge racist.
What chess players aren't?
Yeah, right?
They're already picking a side.
Fischer Unchained.
But we could have gone with Big Fish or King.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Big Fish, that's not the full title, though, right?
Yeah, that's
Big
the Fish. Same rule.
Isn't yeah,
it?
But you can't. Can you
I feel, like, fish, I feel like I got screwed now if we're going to be this leeway.
I agree.
It's not Big Fishes. It's Big Fish or King.
But you added "er," that changes it.
Yeah, no, but Fisher is the next. That's how this game
all
works.
Right, I don't.
You can do it that way?
I didn't change shit.
I want that flu shot.
Got out on one S. Just one measly S.
I know, it sucks.
I'm still mad at the lady who yelled that out. Or weird dude. So, yeah. I didn't see who it was.
I'm happy she did, because if he said scorpion, I didn't know what to do. Because I had nothing to go with scorpion.
Scorpion King. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and I don't have anything to go with.
I'd go with Donnie Briscoe Scorpion. Okay, so that concludes Build the Title. And I only have one category loaded up on Leonard Maltin, so yelling out answers will really fuck up the game. And we got to keep the purity of it, because somebody needs to go home with this amazing prize bag, and three other people need to tell me shitheads to name. There's no shithead written on the back of the baguette. So, Dave, this is yours to lose.
She brought up a little card.
Oh, she did. She yeah, and yeah, she. Yeah. I put it in my pocket. I remember now. Is there a shithead on the back of the flag, BJ?
Yes, there is.
Oh, wow.
Yes, there is.
Best audience ever.
You guys are the true 12th man.
That's true.
Or best selection by the panelists ever.
We're the true 12th
man. Yeah, that didn't get much applause, not even from you four guys. All right. One exciting round of Leonard Maltin.
Baltimore won the game against the Denver Broncos.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just won $75,000.
Yes.
How does that work, Jeff? Like, it's not the first to score in overtime, then the other team gets it once.
No, first to score.
First to score. So. Unless it's a field goal, oh, yeah, motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah, look
count.
At Doug.
I'm not as dumb as I look.
I like Stuff. This. I like this side of Doug.
Doug loves football.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's start a podcast. Doug loves football and Jeff hates books.
That would be the worst show. Doug loves football would just be me going, I saw both versions of The Longest Yard. Okay, so start with you, Dave, and I'm going to force a category on you because it's the only one I've got.
Movies where people lose a finger.
Now an audience member just decided to yell out a category. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. Movies where someone loses a finger.
Show them which finger.
There's been over four movies with
I
that.
I didn't load up what I had planned to play. Well, how would you possibly think that I'd be ready for that?
Yeah, another suggestion.
I want to know what movie he's thinking of. What movie does someone lose a finger? Four Rooms. Oh, that's right. The Tarantino segment, they have the whole bed about cutting off a finger. Looper, Hangover 2. Return of the King.
Oh, yeah.
Hangover 2 was already said, sir, but...
I mean, Empire Strikes Back.
There's that movie called Teeth, but he
Empire
loses
Strikes
something
Back,
a little
yeah,
different.
A finger with some other stuff. All right, thanks for yelling that out. That was fun. No one else ever do that again. Not just, this is for the listeners, not just for you guys. Because this, people are going to hear this. Everywhere I go, people are going to yell out categories. And I'm going to fall into their trap and say, what movie? I just saw something where somebody lost a finger and I was just like, that guy is taking it really well. Oh, Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Yeah. Two dicks, four fingers. Alan Tudyk loses. Yes. He loses two fingers, actually, I think. And he's just sitting around later in the movie like, yeah, I have two less fingers. It's what you gotta expect when you're fighting evil. Look at how I'm taking my pen to my iPhone. Like you can just write on it.
That is a high-tech stylus. I really like that.
Oh, shit. What okay.
I don't even need a pen because it's winner take all right now. We're going to do it.
All right. Jay's standing up for this.
No fucking around. It's not even going to get to you. Relax. The category, Dave.
Yeah.
Suggested by @spliff2026.
Uh-huh.
If I were him, I would have called myself Future Spliff.
Why pin
yourself down to 1 year? It's got an emergency spliff in a box that says, do not open until 2026. He suggested, show me the Monet. And that's movies where Cuba Gooding Jr. is friends with a painter. Do not yell out. More than one exists. Believe it or not. Where Cuba Gooding Jr. is friendly with a painter. This lady thought of at least one. Don't yell it out. And your year choices, and this is also very
plural?
Bizarre. Yes. I told you there's more than one movie.
Okay.
But it's also amazing that Cuba Gooding Jr. essentially shot back-to-back two movies where he is friends with a painter. Maybe because he had it down after the first one. Maybe he felt like he didn't quite get there and really wanted to nail it the next try. And your year choices are 1997 or 1998?
Ooh, ha, ha. Blah, 98.
Okay.
All right.
I'll tell you guys what the other one was later.
Mm.
The esteemed Leonard Maltin calls this movie from 1998, where Cuba Gooding Jr. is friends with a painter, a bomb.
What?
He calls it off-putting gobbledygook. He also says it just doesn't work. And he says it's elaborate, in fact, over elaborate.
Oh.
Over elaborate. Not to be confused with Overboard, starring Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. Which people like for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Pirate Ron guy. But Kurt Russell is the shit. Kurt Russell is one of the best. If you know him, help me to get him on the show sometime. I'm sure he'll be terrible at this game. She's still clapping.
Jesus, yeah, I know.
Yeah. That is a long-ass clap for...
Overtime.
Kurt Russell or Overboard? Both. Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Soldier.
Wow, she clapped for a long time.
That's
odd behavior for a normal-looking person. Her boyfriend with the... You kind of got the, not her boyfriend?
No, that's
just
why
sitting across the table?
Yeah, that's why the big clap for Kurt.
I get it. Oh, you're trying to get up in that? Why do the prisoners in Les Miserables, when they're pulling the big boat into the harbor and going, look down, why, Hugh Jackman included, are their heads completely shaved, but they all have crazy beards? Mm. Like, wouldn't they shave all of their hair off
that
of their
was
head.
Huge then in yeah, that yeah. era. Yeah.
But completely bald, but crazy ass beard.
I love that look.
Why would you? I don't understand why you would do that to a prisoner other than we're going to make you look ridiculous. I guess they're easier to catch that way because they didn't have yeah. uniforms. So if they run, look for the guy with the stupid haircut and crazy beard. And Hugh Jackman cleaned his shit up, and that's why for the rest of the movie, Javert has no idea who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You look familiar to me. Oh, I don't have a crazy beard, and I'm not shaved anymore. Spoiler.
But later in the movie, you see he is shaved. All right, guys. So, Kurt Russell movies. Let's do this.
Is it Soldier?
The answer is Computer War Tennis Shoes.
That's it.
movies where Kurt Russell is friends.
This lady is right about Kurt Russell. Fucking, he's amazing in Grindhouse. What's that half of the movie called?
Death Proof.
Death Proof.
It's good in
he's
Soldier.
He's amazing in Death Proof. Death Proof should have been his Pulp Fiction. Like, it should have done for him what Pulp Fiction did for John Travolta.
Little China? Gotta love that.
Big Trouble, Little China? Come on.
That's her movie. That's her movie.
Escape from New York, Snake Plissken.
Of course.
John Carpenter's The Thing. Fucking
Soldier.
Miracle. He gives a good inspirational speech.
He's good in Soldier.
Tombstone. Circus Boy.
Tombstone.
Soldier.
Soldier.
Thank you.
I didn't want to dwell on it because I'm not a fan, but he's been in some great movies. We're talking about him like he died.
Yeah.
We're going to miss you, Kurt.
Instead, let's talk about somebody who did die. Cuba Gooding Jr. He is in a motion picture that, as I said, is off-putting gobbledygook. And it's elaborate, in fact, over-elaborate. And Leonard lists about... Let's go specific. He lists 8 names.
Doug, I can name that movie in 8 names.
That is a very smart opening bid. And which order did we go in the last game?
That's a very good question.
Yeah, right? Does anybody remember?
I think I was next in the last game.
I think we'll go to... The last game, you were next.
Yeah, I was next.
Yeah, so Jay's next then.
All right. Oh, great.
Good work, poker mouth.
Fuck. Because I know you're going to fucking just...
Why do you tell the next person what they're going to do?
Yeah.
Is there no free will anymore? Or free willy?
I have to be told what to do.
Is that a fat joke? Thank you.
See, we could get a little kid in here and you could jump over him if you want. We'll get Michael Jackson to sing about it.
I hope I could.
All right, go ahead. Make a bid. Dave said 8. Dave took all 8 names. You could
7.
Go. Yes, 7. So, Jeff, what do you think of that?
I'll do 6 names.
See? Dummy on the end. You didn't know for sure what he was going to do.
I think you missed your calling as a motivational speaker. You really maybe worked
a
suicide hotline.
But I have a good idea what BJ Shea's about to do.
I'm about to ask a question.
Please.
I want to win for my man. So what are my options here? Either 5 or make him do it in 6?
Or go even lower.
Well, 5 would be lower than 6.
Oh, yeah, I could do that, but that's...
Yeah, or go even lower. Yeah, will you stop fucking with me?
That's not...
With your shit that doesn't even make sense?
That's... No, I'm not going to go lower, but I'm going to... You know.
So say name that movie, Jeff Dye.
No, I want to do it in 5. I want to do it in 5.
Oh, shit.
You know what?
This will go down as the day I couldn't even get people to play the game with any kind of strategy.
Dude, that's what I thought you were about to fucking say to me.
You know what? I believe in you. Name it in 5.
Oh, shit.
All right, BJ Shea. I don't know why we've reached this point.
Yes, neither do I.
I think the only thing I say backstage is, the easiest way to win is make someone else name it. But here's your 5 names.
All right.
Lucinda Jenny.
Oh, yeah.
Warner Herzog.
Oh, he was...
who just beautiful. Appeared recently with Fingers Missing and Jack Reacher.
Oh, yeah.
Holy fuck. Matt Salinger.
Oh.
Rosalind Chow.
Oh, I know her.
And the great Max von Sydow.
Ooh.
Or Sydow. I've never known for sure how you pronounce it. I think it's Sydow. Sydow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was incredibly obnoxious and super nearby. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for that. Any idea?
Oh, if I did, I wouldn't have actually said I'd name it in 5.
Cuba, well, those could have helped you maybe, those names. But Cuba,
I'm sorry,
Cuba Gooding Jr.
I thought I totally screwed this up. I have no idea. I know it's not Yellow Tails.
Yeah, because that would be Red Tails.
Which is why I know it's not that.
You guys,
sir,
you guys are making a person who's stoned and now legal to smoke weed, Washington. You're turning him into the smartest guy on stage.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm slowly beginning to understand that I probably should have passed the ball.
You should have made Jeff name it.
I really thought
he should have made.
Who wouldn't sit next to me and make me name the movie?
Who would sit next to Big J and not make him name it?
Yeah.
It's kind of a domino effect of
he
things
that
should have happened.
He used that psychology on me. He's like, I know what you're going to do.
I really thought you, but I thought you
it worked,
had it.
It worked.
I really thought Jeff had it. That's why I took the shot up. Was I wrong about that?
You're way wrong. I don't know.
I was going to say have him name it an eight, but I know you would have snapped at me again.
I'm so out of line when I do that.
Well, congratulations to everybody. I have no idea.
Congratulations to everybody.
Everybody else but you. Sorry.
Let's just hear it for ourselves. Where's the clapping lady? Kurt Russell. The remaining names, of course, are Annabella Sciorra, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Robin Williams. And it took place in heaven or some shit.
Oh,
and
what
it was
dreams
called
may come.
What Dreams May Come.
I
yeah,
do know that.
What
movie.
Dreams May Come.
The Green Bay Packers scored. It's 14-7.
Oh, shit.
So Dave Shumka's our winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done. So I don't need that post-it anymore. And also the person that you meant, her name is Kate Capshaw. Kate Capshaw. That's who she meant. She wrote the broad from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. The blonde broad. She's pretty annoying in that movie. She was married to Steven Spielberg at the time. Still is. But I love that movie because, you know, I love any movie where somebody says, okie dokie, Dr. Jones. Hang on to your potatoes. Idaho. Okay, so give me the name tags with the shitheads on the back, gentlemen, and I will read those as a consolation prize.
You can do Josh's last.
Why?
Because it's a good one.
Oh, okay.
And come get your prize and bread.
Yeah, come get your prize bag and your bread.
You give the
Molly.
Name tag.
Oh, yeah, what was the other
Thank
one?
You for asking.
Yellowtail.
We're out of time.
Yellowtail.
You did it,
Molly!
You
Molly,
did it,
Molly! Molly is one of my favorite names. I'm never gonna have a child, but if I do, look out, world! It's a boy named Molly.
I like Jamarcus.
The D's silent.
Oh my God, you guys have the most complicated shitheads. Speaking of complicated shitheads, Jay, is there anything you'd like to plug?
Anything I want to plug?
Yeah, what would you like to plug, buddy?
Hauling's Worthless Podcast.
Yeah, check it out, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Jeff Dye, two shows here tonight.
Yeah, two shows
tonight. Tickets are available for 10:30 if you want to come by for that.
It's going to be a hoot. And then also season 2 of Money from Strangers airs in February.
Yeah.
So watch that. It's Henry.
Why didn't they get Henry Adams to host it? Because that's not his name.
That'd be the worst show ever.
BJ Shea Experience, weekdays on KISW.
Yeah, thank you. Also, if I could, for all people who just love geeky stuff, our podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation, which you can just, it's on iTunes. And for all you geeks out there, it's like a morning show for geeks, really.
Yeah, all you do is shit on the Hobbit.
And Yellowtail, we'll be extensively speaking about that.
Dave Shumka.
Stop podcasting yourself at MaximumFun.org. That sounds like an email address. Just go to MaximumFun.org.
Okay.
And get it.
And check out that podcast. And thanks for coming down from up north to be here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks to everybody. Let's hear it for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And thank you to Parler Live and to all the folks that came to Bellevue from wherever you came from. Seattle, Tacoma.
Kent.
Spokane. Yeah, nice. Very well done. And as always, I don't even know which ones to read first because I have no idea what's going to get the biggest reaction out of all of these, but I'm going to take a guess. First of all, this one is in three parts. As always, one, the Wenatchee Comedy Festival is... Two, at Alex Andre Whaley, and three, at M. Johnny 3, is a shithead. It's a complicated shithead on the back of an Amber Alert poster. I'll pass that back down to him. And Lee Owen and Michael Irvin is a shithead.
That's true.
And I'll do it in my best Arnold Schwarzenegger voice. It's not a tumor. The Atlanta Falcons is a shithead.